All right, Shabbos, say good morning. We are picking up this morning. We are going to finish Gan HaEmunah this week. Emir Tzashem, that's what it looks like. Possibly next week, but it looks like we're going to try for this week. Emir Tzashem. We're picking up page Tuf Yud Zayin. Tuf Yud Zayin. We're skipping a little bit the end of the chapter that we were on. We focused, I think we got through what the Mechaber ultimately again wanted to convey to us. So we're picking up Tuf Yud Zayin. Perek Shvi'i, the seventh perek, Ma'alas Ha'emunah. So this is actually an interesting title for a perek and an interesting topic considering everything we've learned. Ma'alas Ha'emunah, the importance of Emunah. You almost feel like saying, you know, duh, right? Like we've kind of spent all of this time, but you're going to see what he does with everything that we've learned until this point. Ma'alas Shal Ha'emunah Gidoli Admaod. The importance, the chashivos, the ma'ala of Emunah is exceptionally important. He goes on, Ki emuna hi ha-yisod va-shor shel avodas ha-adam ba-olam hazeh. For emuna is the yisod and the shorish, is the root and the foundation of a person's avoda in this world. V'kach amar, as Rabbi Nachman writes, ha-ikar hu ha-emuna. The ikar in life, the most important thing you could possess in life, is emuna. V'tzarech kol adam lizboni v'atzmo. Im shanim hu be'emon asa. And I will say, every person has to contemplate within himself if he is complete in his emunah. And if I'm not complete, I venture to say, no one's ever in an actual state of completion. So the shail is, what am I doing ultimately to be mechazik? What am I doing to strengthen my emunah? Ki al yedei emunah b'shleimos, zuchim lochal amidos hatovos. Because also, as we're going to see, through complete emunah, and Bosei, this is really going to be the part we're going to focus on in this chapter, through complete emunah, you acquire good character traits. And I will say, this I think is something novel. We often think of emunah, as Ben Adam L'Makom, right? We don't really think about emunah as much influencing Ben Adam L'Chaver, although we've seen that that's not totally true, because remember again, in our three basic tenets of emunah, we have everything is from Hashem, a kol tov, everything is for good, and everything that happens somehow is there to help me understand something, learn something, or actualize my shlichus. So we already saw that when I have negative interpersonal issues, ultimately sometimes I get angry at someone else for something they did to me. Emunah teaches me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that to happen to me because of something I'm supposed to learn. So we've already seen it, but we're going to focus on that more. That Emunah is not just about my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's through Emunah that I acquire all of the other positive character traits. Kimo shekasa b'sicha saran, Emunah hi kimo regel. It's actually a very beautiful metaphor. Emunah is like a foot. Shahala umdim kol amidos v'chala Torah kula. Better stated probably is like a base. Emunah is a base upon which all midos, good character traits, and the entire Torah rests upon. Kimo shomru chazal, ba chabakuk ve'amidon alachos. As again the Navi says, Chabakuk came along and he went ahead and he, so this actually the Gemara is talking about over here, where different Nevi'im at different times try to consolidate the entirety of Torah into one, two, three mitzvos. Habakkuk comes along and he says, all of Torah could be condensed kind of into one mitzvah, which is, the tzaddik be'emunaso yichya. The tzaddik will live through his emunah. Namely, if you have emunah, everything else comes from that. Emunah is the basis, emunah is the base, it's the foundation which supports everything else. So we're saying now we're going to begin to see this. And this is really exceptionally important. So here we go. Ha'emunah. If a person has emunah, it is literally like the pipe, the channel, the faucet for all brachos, for all life blessing. Kimo shekasov, ish emunos rav brachos. Hainu, adam shiyesh la'emunah. A person who has emunah, yesh biyado ha'yicholis lahamshich es kol ha'shbaz v'abrachas. So this is an interesting statement. Someone who has emunah has the ability lahamshich to literally bring to himself all ha'shbaz, all of divine influences and brachas. We'll say, what does this mean? That suddenly you have emunah, you're the Baba Sali, you could start the brachas and this, you're a Rebbe. We'll say, again, on a deep, I don't know, maybe that is what he's saying, but I think on a deeper level what he's saying is a person who possesses emunah has a greater appreciation for bracha. He understands the world in a different way, and suddenly the little things that you and I might see. Like, I was just saying this before to the Chavra before we started this year. You know, you think about it for just a moment. Always on a morning after the Tainus, right? How do you feel about your cup of coffee? Every day you drink your coffee, but the morning after the Tainus, you mamish feel like, wow, It's so special. Now, the truth is, I should feel it that way every single morning, because the truth is, it is. It, like, there's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was providing me, in my case, Sayyid is providing me, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to say is providing to me, there's something so little. I don't look at it as a bracha every day, because it's just common, it's just ordinary, it's just regular. But when a person has emunah, and he recognizes that all is from Hashem, so suddenly again, he sees the Yad Hashem in all of his brachos, big and small. Next. Ha'emunah, hidavar chazak ma'od. We'll say emunah, something very strong. Al yedei emunah betmimos be'emes, belishum chachmos, efshar lahagia l'ratzon, lahainu l'kisufim shem ga'aguyam la'ashem yisbarach, v'lasos ritzono b'cholev. So we'll say emunah is very strong. What does this mean? That through emunah, a person ultimately again could develop his incredible ratzon to serve the Ribono Shel Olam. What does this mean? That through emunah, I begin to see that the Ribono Shel Olam really guides all of the circumstances of my life. There is nothing that happens in my life, big or small, without the Ribono Shel Olam. The moment that I see that, and the moment that I appreciate that, and I recognize God's constant involvement in anything and everything that's happening in my life, that develops within me a strong ratzon, a strong will to want to serve Him. Next, ha'emunah, hi ha'yisod v'ashor shel hakdusha. Emunah is the very foundation, the root, the base of holiness. Va'adam hazocha le'emunah, zocha li'yos parush mitavas niuf, v'zocha le'kdusha. Well, this is another important yisod, that emunah is the source of life holiness. What does this mean? It's all this comes back to the same idea, that if I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly and intimately involved in my life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly guiding me, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly speaking to me, and sending me messages, and helping me to shape my shlichus through the different events that occur in my life, suddenly I recognize that I am on a divine mission. And if I am on a divine mission, I don't want to get involved in the immorality, in the negativity, in all of the things which bring people down and derail them from actualizing their life mission. Next, ha'emunah. And here we begin to get to what we call, now these are all midos, because remember again, midos just means character traits. Here's another midah, and this is incredible, and this is very important. Ha'emunah mevi'a lidei arichos apayim. So we'll say, what does emunah bring you to? Arichos apayim haynu savlanut. Emunah creates patience. Emunah creates patience. What does this mean? And furthermore, again, Emunah brings you to all the positive character traits. And ultimately, again, uproots all the negative character traits. We listen to this. Because it will say, a person ultimately, again, whose Emunah is complete, ma'amin shekomasha over alav hu b'hashkachaso ha'pratis shal Hashem yisbarach. So we'll say a person who has emunah, he believes that everything that is occurring to him, we'll say he believes everything that is occurring to him occurs bashkacha pratis, is divine providence. V'shakol litovaso, and everything is for good. So we'll say, if you believe these things in life, then number one, all is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all is for good. Right? All is for good. That's what he's focusing on over here. This hashkacha pratis, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all for good. So then what happens? Zet nosin lo koach la'arich apo akol hamanil sabibulam. We'll say, when do we lose our cool? When do we lose our patience? When do we lack savlanut? When things don't go our way. Right? And again, very often, it's like a righteous indignation, you know? So much I want to accomplish, so much I want to do. This happened, it's not according to plan. Come on, what's going on over here? And I'll get angry at people, I'll get angry at myself, I'll get angry at life. When a person has emunah, see, he recognizes that every single thing that happens in life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then by definition, it's letov. It's for good. And if it's for good, then what? Then what? There's no reason to get upset. Or at least, again, there's a good reason to calm down, take a deep breath, and learn the art of patience. Suddenly again, I'm slower to anger. I have greater patience. Suddenly to deal with all of the different circumstances. So you should understand that what the Mechaber is pointing out over here is that when a person possesses emunah, I think your quality of life just goes up so much. Traffic doesn't stress you out, right? The day-to-day circumstances that so often get us upset, and this idea of getting frustrated when things don't go my way, suddenly again these things are not an issue. They're there, and yes, maybe there's a tinge of negative feeling, but at the end of the day, I respect it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's for good. And over time, with Emunah, I'm able to overlook these things in totality, and I'm able simply to go ahead and move on without getting frustrated. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem bottom of Saf Yud Zayin tomorrow. But again, so now you begin to see that as much as we've been learning about Emunah this whole time, now in this last chapter, what the Mechaber is kind of doing is showing us the day-to-day impact that Emunah actually has. Now we learned what it is. If you possess the Midah, here is how it will actively impact your life each and every day. Shkoyach.